This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
You've got to be congratulated for downloading Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R, the podcast for 92.5 Triple M Gold Coast Breakfast Show, Flan, Ally and Spider.
I got a question and I just saw, I don't know what Flan was doing. He was dancing, he was talking and he was in some different language, but you reminded me. Was that your favourite cartoon you were trying to impersonate? What is your favourite cartoon?
We were talking – well, my favourite or the one we were talking about? Because the one I was talking about was – it was violent and horrible. It was about three bears. And the dad bear always used to say to his wife, one day, Alice.
No.
One day.
No.
And then he'd threaten her, and I'm not going to say what he used to say, but we were children looking at that.
That's
going,
not right.
Oh, my God, he's threatening to hit her.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
My favourite cartoon?
Yes. Come on.
I absolutely love the Flintstones.
Yeah.
And definitely, it's not quite a cartoon, but the Thunderbirds ruled. Oh. It ruled my world.
No, it didn't rule your world as much as it ruled my world.
Ooh.
I'd get out of bed at 4:30, 5 o'clock every morning,
it was early,
go straight
wasn't it?
Into the television with my doona wrapped around me, sit there and just watch the Thunderbirds every single morning without fail.
What about you, Ali? What was your big cartoon?
Well, look, I did absolutely love the Thunderbirds too. I loved Fat Albert.
Well, it's not a cartoon though.
No, I know. Loved Fat Albert. Loved Hong Kong Phooey.
Hong Kong Phooey.
You know,
cool.
I was even partial to the Wacky Races.
Wacky Races is great.
Yes. Yes.
Should we have?
Can you do Muttley? Oh, your head's about to explode.
Yes.
Should we have a
cartoon
gold? A gold cinema at event cinemas of just some of the great
old
cartoons.
So good.
You got to put the Jetsons in there because I love the inventions.
We don't know what's coming up next, but what we've got is you've got 2 hours of back to back cartoons that we all grew up with.
You know who?
Good.
Can this one be there? Here comes Leonardo Lion, King of Bongo Congo, the hero of our time.
Yeah, nice, Bruzzy. You know, it was also great. I loved Bugs Bunny versus the Marvin the Martian.
Oh, okay.
He was always going to get his space combobulator.
Mm.
Where's my kaboom? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Well, and what about Punsy? Wow. What about Punsy cartoons? Whatever this one, Kimber.
Oh, I hated Kimber.
Kimber.
Oh my God, Kimber.
Kimber the white lion was.
Was
it a boy or a girl?
Kimber needs to go and get a touch up from that first bear you were talking about.
Okay. We don't do that.
One day, Kimber. No. Right to the moon.
Beat the pigeon.
Yeah.
Beat the pigeon.
Hate the pigeon.
Yes.
Never heard of it.
Was it Beat the Pigeon?
No, it was Catch the Pigeon.
Oh, beat the pigeon.
And what about Top Cat?
Oh, the intellectual leader of the gang.
What about this one?
He's a shit. He's a champion. He's the most top cat.
I could watch you all day, Flan.
Yes.
Okay, did you ever watch Scooby-Doo and sit there smugly going, it's old Mr. Johnson from the mill,
yes,
for God's
exactly.
sake.
Yeah.
It was always, did you notice in Scooby-Doo, it was always the other one person that was in the story.
Yes,
that's
right.
Oh,
it was Captain Obvious.
And he ripped his mask off.
And what do you reckon really went on in the Mystery Machine?
Oh.
Well, it's parked in Mudgerabat, if you want to. I'm not even joking. I drive past the Magical Mystery Machine every day. I drive home.
And we tell everybody, please do not open it.
Do you remember when there was that chase on the M1 and they were coming down the M1 and I was driving home westbound towards Mike Ribs and then I saw a policeman deploy tyre spikes across the east-west road and then the next car coming along was the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo.
What?
I thought, oh, Scoob!
Well, in this version of the Flan, Ally and Spider podcast, we talk about silly car stickers because Spider, one you really can't mention exactly what it said. It was fairly unusual and we opened it up to the Gold Coast and you came up with some ripper crazy car stickers. That is coming up. And Ali, you're across this new business. What's it called? Hire
a daddy.
Wow.
Not dodgy?
Not dodgy at all.
It's a real business.
It is, yes.
That coming up. And Spider, you have a real bee in your bread bonnet.
Oh, wow. Yes, he's wearing food now.
Yeah, please don't open the bonnet.
No. You're spraying.
That would be painful if he didn't want it.
Frozen bread is getting lined up by spider spray. And we ask you, Gold Coast, as well, that one thing you loved as a kid that you just can't give up that you still have today.
Cocktail Frankfurts.
Before all that, though, we have two questions for both games for tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Ali.
Here we go. What is a baby giraffe called?
Ooh. Bernard.
Sorry.
Harold?
Oh, that's healthy Harold.
Geraldine.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, what is a baby giraffe called?
Come on.
A cub.
Ooh, starts with that.
Cublet.
Calf.
Cublet.
A calf.
A cublet. A calf. Yes.
Oh, is it a calf?
A calf. Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Have you ever seen one be born? It like falls 18 feet to the ground and goes, what the hell?
They are the most amazing creatures.
Yes. And their legs are 19 feet long and their heads like...
I've lived like one for
years.
Have. Question two.
Yeah.
Which famous actor and comedian was the star of Fawlty Towers?
John Cleese.
Yeah, character. The silly walk.
Yes.
Yep. Basil Fawlty.
Well done.
John Cleese.
All right, here we go. Well done, Spider. In the 7 hour, 7:40 approximately.
Yep.
A bit later. The Petronas Towers are in which Asian city? You're not allowed to answer, Al.
Gee.
They're big.
I'm going to say Kuala Lumpur.
Good boy.
Malaysia. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. And we will accept KL.
Extraordinary looking building, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Which massive sporting event is on this weekend in Melbourne?
GP. Grand Prix.
Yep.
Formula One.
Le Grand Prix.
Yes, GP.
Gee, that's a good weekend.
Hey, everybody, you've got those questions and more tomorrow with the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Let's get into the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
What's one of the favourite things you do when you're driving around? Oh, for me, it's looking at cars and trying to find those funny stickers. You see, some of them are annoying. Some of them you love. I saw one yesterday driving up Hope Island Road. So there's Carl's Jr. and all that at a new shopping centre down there. At that roundabout. And I got a friend in the car as well. And we drove up to this car, and it was a little red Hyundai or something like that. And on the back of it, I've never seen it. It had a hand with two fingers, the old pistol kind of look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pew, pew.
Either side of this sticker. And it said, if you're not my husband, get out of my booty.
Oh, boy.
But it didn't write booty. And I was like, I've never seen it before, but I thought, you know what? Great sticker. I love a good sticker.
A lot of them are about being too close, aren't they? I remember there's one, it's something like this. Do you follow Jesus this closely?
Ah, nice. Oh, and there's another one. The closer you get, the slower I drive.
Yes.
There's another one.
Oh, yeah.
But I found a beauty. You know Wile E. Coyote from the Roadrunner fame?
Yeah.
And whenever he ran flat stick into a rock wall and he would just be splat on the wall?
Yeah.
That shape? You can see it in your mind, eh?
Yes.
Well, there's a sticker of that now and people are getting that sticker and putting it on the crumpled, broken bit of their car. Like,
funny. We want to know those stickers that you've seen around the Gold Coast. If there's any that stand out that you always see when you're driving up the M1 or if you're driving to work.
Yes.
One that stood the test of time is the classic old Magic Happens. Have you seen those?
Magic Happens.
And it's spelled with the J and the K, M-A-J-I-K.
There it is.
Magic Happens.
It's very Serenity Safe Harbour.
Sheree's brother brought me a big one in Melbourne, and it was on the back of my brown bear, the Commodore. And it was like 10 centimetres high. And I said, if you don't like my driving, email me at eatpoogobeepyourself.com. Ben in Miami, what's the one you see?
I was driving down West Burley Road about a week ago, and there was an old patrol driving along.
Yep.
And on the back it said, "Diesel soot gets the
moor." Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
It's a little bit vivid.
Yeah, we're actually talking about this. Is that true, though?
No. Well, I drive a diesel, no.
Good morning, Kim in Nerang. What's that crazy car sticker you love?
Good morning. I saw one the other day when I was going down to Ravina, and it said, "Bankers do it with interest."
Oh. So, well, there's been 10 in a row.
Yes.
So.
Love it, Kim. Thank you,
Kim from Nerang.
Okay, Kerry in Helensvale. Kerry, what's that bumper sticker you're seeing?
G'day, hey, look, I haven't seen it for a while. It was one a while ago that was on a caravan, and it said, caution, my expectations often exceed my ability.
Clever.
Thanks, Kerry. Pete and Pimpamar. Pete, what's that bumper sticker?
Mate, I saw it. It wasn't a bumper sticker. Some guy had an A4 page with a written thing on it, and it said, any closer and we'll be the proud parents of a baby car.
A baby car.
Love it, Pete.
Nice one, Pete.
Cheers, buddy.
We've got one more for you. Pete always has something funny. On the back of a car, you're driving along and it says, condoms prevent minivans.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Now, there's a new business idea that a guy from New South Wales, his name is James, oh, sorry, his name's Jake. He's 30 years old.
Okay.
He's created a new service and it's called Hire a Daddy. Okay.
This doesn't sound. How's your daddy?
Is this on the up and up?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. I mean, I'm not sure.
What does he do?
So, well, you can basically rent him to be a second set of hands, like for single mums.
Oh.
Yeah, so to help with the kids, pickups, drop-offs, teaching them life lessons. So,
now, just as a single dad at times of my life, if I put an ad out there wanting hire a mummy.
Yeah.
You'd be in the big house.
You know what? Well, now you've made.
No, but honestly, would that work?
Probably not.
Well, now you've made me think of those people that hire people to be like, they're like adult babies. That's a totally, different discussion where they wear nappies and stuff, and women actually.
What?
Yeah. And they change them and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. They change them.
Do they bath them?
They're called.
Oh, don't act so innocent, Al.
Yeah.
I've never.
Haven't you ever heard of this? They're people. There's a whole
adult
show on
babies.
It. They're called adult babies.
I'll put my hand on my heart with you, Al. Not together. I've never, ever heard of that.
Okay, so anyway.
I've never heard of that
before
either.
That is a separate chat.
Yes, you have. And don't tell me you've got a nappy at home that you like to wear.
Mama! Anyway.
We're getting
sidetracked.
We are. Let's go back to hire a daddy. What's
hire
your charge?
A daddy. So, Jake, for a low fee of $30 per hour, mums in Australia can rent, James, to be their very own stand-in baby daddy. So it's like, this is his ad. It says, has your baby daddy been acting up? Tired of him playing games? Does he put his mates before his kids? Get yourself rent a daddy. The rental includes 1 to 2 weekends per month, up to 3 activities of the kid's choice. He will attend all sporting events.
Parent-teacher interviews?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. And he said you can eat. Could do 3 hours of instructional learning, like valuable life skills, including car maintenance, mowing the lawn. He does school drop-offs, as I said. It said, please note, family events and birthday parties are extra. Facebook relationship status is extra.
What?
Family selfies extra.
So he's happy to take happy family snaps and create the impression.
Can I quickly ask?
Wow.
I haven't seen this. Yep. Is he a good-looking rooster? Would you claim him?
Well, he actually is nice looking, I would say. Yeah, he's got a few tats.
Yeah.
You know, so he's your kind of guy.
So he's going
to
be.
I don't know, what do you think about this?
I would love to hire him for 1 hour every night from about 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Mate, you've got the garbage, and then you've got to put the kids to bed, and then you've got to clean everything up that Lisa wants done and while I'm sleeping. And that's worth $30, don't you reckon?
Hey, while you're sleeping.
The last hour of the day?
Yes, it is. I would more say while you're playing Ultimate Golf.
I'm happy with that list of chores. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Yeah,
there's one other. One less thing for me to do.
Yeah, but that's the request from Lisa.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast. Spiders.
Yeah, look, I don't know if you tackle this in your work kitchen while you're at work, or we do a Triple M here every morning. Well, I have to, and it's annoying. You might have to tackle this at home, and I'm telling you right here, right now, bread cannot be frozen.
Oh, what?
Sliced bread is absolutely the bee's knees. We love it. Absolutely. There's nothing as good as sliced bread. And we all know the saying, greatest thing since sliced bread. And it is, absolutely. But you freeze that sliced bread and that sliced bread, it's like chocolate's going to boiled lollies.
Rubbish.
No, I'll give you rubbish. because that's what it is when it's frozen. Absolute rubbish. It doesn't freeze well. You know what I mean? It's like when you get out of the freezer, it's like we're living in Antarctica. It freezes. It's full of icicles and jargon. You cannot split it. It is hopeless. It is no good. I'm telling you, bread should not be frozen because even if you get it out of the freezer and you attempt to break it and you manage to break one piece, I don't know how you've done it, but congratulations. You've been able to do it because it normally crumbles into a thousand pieces.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if you do and then you toast it, what have you got? You got little wet patches everywhere, haven't you? When you toast it.
It depends on the toaster.
No, it doesn't. There's a defrost function on some toasters.
Yeah. Don't worry, don't give me defrost functions. You cook a piece of toast, okay? It's like in the microwave. Have you ever used the defrost in a microwave? No, you haven't. Have you ever used that in an oven? No, you haven't. Use an oven, use a microwave, use a toaster, okay? That's it. So, and then when you want to decide to sit it out and then use it, you know, maybe later on in the day, what is it? It's soggy. It's in soggy little bits. So I'm telling you, it cannot, and as I mentioned before, it breaks into thousands and thousands of pieces. And worst of all, and I'm telling you, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, you're lying. The flavour is never the same. The flavour is never, it gets freezer burn. It gets freezer burn. It doesn't taste like bread.
What are you using? Han Solo's cryogenic freezer to freeze your bread?
I am telling you, you cannot freeze bread. For those people who freeze bread out there, you shouldn't. It's no good for you, okay? It's no good. Eat it fresh or easily. Don't eat it.
You've been sprayed by Spider. On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
What are the kids' things you still love? Ooh. So what are the things from your childhood that you still love? I'm going to put up my hand and I say, I, Spider Everett, still love fairy bread.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Hundreds and thousands.
Do you like the crunch?
Oh, I love it. And you've got to eat it straight away.
Yes.
And I was at a friend's house yesterday and they had it and I was like, this is so good. You
That's
just can't.
Embarrassing.
No.
You've got to have white bread and real butter, margarine.
And you've got to go right to the edges and then you push it down with your fingers and then you turn it over and you just go, and you've got to cut it in triangles and then just go bunter on it.
I copped it at school for taking fairy bread for lunch.
Did you?
Yeah. Look, it was year 12. But I got my compass and I tried to count how many hundreds and thousands there were on one triangle of bread. Mm. I got busted and I had to stop. But you know what? I can't give up.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
I, Sean Flanagan.
Yeah.
Oh.
I, Sean Flanagan. The kids' thing I have not moved on from is cocktail frankfurts.
Oh, yeah.
Little boys, you know, at parties?
Yes,
those little tiny sausages with absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever.
Yep.
Them. I love them. Twice at kids' parties, I've been told, Sean, leave some from the kids. That'll
be okay, before we get to you, Ellie, Rob McLeod. Hang on. I'm Rob McLeod.
I'm Rob McLeod. And unfortunately, I have not been able to give away tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
I drowned everything in tomato sauce. Whether it be vegetables, whether it be, you know, chicken.
Yeah.
Everything was drowned in tomato sauce just so Rodney can eat his dinner.
Rodney, would you put your sauce on the outside of a pie or jam it in there and fill it up?
I'd do both.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Ellie.
Well,
Ellie
Plath, have not been able to move on from filling a glass about three quarters full with Milo and then putting a little bit of milk on and making it into a sludge.
Isn't it like eating dust, but it's chocolate dust?
So good.
All right, Gold Coast. What are those kids' things you still love, Gold Coast? What do you reckon? 1-300-925-666. We've got Spider with the fairy bread. We've got Ali that's topping up the Milo to the brim of the glass. And Flan loves his little boys. Yeah. they're cocktail frankfurts. Just specified.
Cheerios.
Luke in Elanora. Here we go. What are you going to omit?
Hey, guys. I'm Luke from Elanora, and I sometimes like to cut the crust off my toast.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And is it a triangle or a rectangle?
No, it's just a square. Just because I'm too lazy to chew too hard.
Yeah. And plus, your hair will go curly.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Remember that?
How Aussie's that? Yeah, I find the crust a bit much.
Yeah. Thank you, Luke.
Good morning, Maddie. What have you not been able to give up from your childhood?
Oh, hi, it's Matt, and I'm guilty of being a video game addict. Oh, we used to play with Nerf guns, but now we're on an acreage, so we get the gel blasts out and shoot the hell out of each other.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, that's hilarious.
Thank you, Matt.
I love it, though. Sonia in Upper Coomera.
Hello.
Yep, here we go. Oh, what do you want to meet? You've got to start with Sonia.
Okay, it brought back memories when I was
no,
a kid.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sonia.
We've got to say, I'm Sonia from Upper Coomera.
Do it right.
Oh, Sonia from Upper Coomera here.
Hello, yeah.
when we were kids, I still do it because if we were really good, we got to have what was called a spider. Oh. Which is soft drink with ice cream in it. It was the bomb.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so with what, Coca-Cola or lemonade?
Raspberry. We weren't allowed to have Coke when I was a kid.
Ooh. Raspberry.
Yeah, my dad was a strict man.
Yeah, raspberry spider.
Or the lime.
Yeah, no, I definitely liked a raspberry spider. What about you, Sonia?
Definitely raspberry.
Oh, okay. Try Coca-Cola and chocolate ice cream.
Thank you, Sonia.
It makes this weird foam like on the beaches during a storm.
That's a sometimes food, that one.
Yes, it is.
It's once in a lifetime.
Good morning, Ron, in Bigger Waters. Hey, what haven't you been able to give up, big buddy?
Well, I'm afraid that I have a dark secret. I cannot stop chewing Jaffers before I go to bed every night. Not even the wife knows that I've got the thing stuffed right up in the back corner of the fridge where she can't see it.
So did you used to hide them as a kid and do it too?
Oh yeah, yeah. They used to be under my mattress.
Wow. Under your mattress.
They were a bit soggy, right? But at least Mum never found them.
Okay.
Oh, that is hilarious, Ron.
Thanks, Ronnie.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.